Welcome back, gang. This is Them Hard Motherfucking Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
The boys have been away from each other for a little bit. Much pleasantries.
Sure.
Downstairs, like the Japanese and the French meeting.
Yeah.
Had some work to do. We brought it. We had some packages delivered. We brought
the koozies.
In.
They know it's a
koozies
the,
are in.
The koozies are in, and there's a lot of them. So get on to that.
But usually, what happens is I'll be trying to help, and I'll just be in the way. And get in here. I'll get that from you. That's Kevin James Ryan, by the way.
Yeah, right. What the fuck? You spend the first 90 seconds fucking throwing me under the bus. Meanwhile, I just set up the whole recording on my own. You fucking got your finger up your ass.
And
we'll get to it.
Funny you mentioned that.
What's
the boss
gang?
Is away, you know what I mean?
This is the fucking hard feelings, babe. Back in person.
Back in person. Because they didn't want that crap.
I know. It was a little, this is coming up maybe 2 days late or 2 or 3 days late. It's because I was away. I was traveling. And then we tried over Zoom. And the Zooms just aren't good. And we were willing to do the Zooms to stay on schedule for you guys. And I asked when I posted the one we did. Everybody's like, fucking no, save it for in person.
Fries ain't the same when you get them takeout, baby. You know what I mean? You got to eat it in the store. We appreciate your guys' patience with us.
Yeah.
And we love that you were like, nah, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. And also, I love the fact that it's been a couple of days and like on the little message board, it's like, Yo,
what the fuck? I'm like, didn't we just fucking go over this? Breaking my balls. I got enough on my plate now.
Get a Venmo Venmo request for like $2.85. Yeah. What they think one episode of Hard Feelings is right. Give me 83 cents back, Kippy.
I broke down the numbers and you owe me 66.666 repeating.
Ah, good stuff.
Happy to be back, man. Good to see you.
Great to see you for now. Rodson, that's what I assume you're thinking.
No, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you as well, my friend. It's good to be here. Things are good. We're having a good time.
Yeah, things are cooking, baby.
Things are cooking. Squad's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That we got with us here.
It's great.
Love them. I love them.
Yeah.
I did have a finger in my ass.
Sure. Okay, we're jumping right into the fucking deep end.
Within the last 2 hours.
I don't even know if it was 2 hours.
I'm fresh. I'm all dirty.
I went to the bathroom. You could have done it while I was just there 2 minutes ago. I don't know.
No shower or nothing. I'm right back on the street.
Like a $2 hooker.
For the next John to pick up.
What was the copay? What'd you have to pay for that bad boy?
They gave me $100 and a lunch card.
You got me an Uber home.
Get a pudding then at the calf in the
damn,
hospital.
Yeah, that's fucking... All right, so we break it down. What is
I'll
it?
Break it down for you. So here's
not too much. You go in a little too much detail for this kind of stuff.
Here's the story. I'm a real fit piece of shit.
Yeah. Any dingleberries back there? What's the DB situation?
I felt bad for this guy.
A couple of berry dingers.
Document would have put on some 3D glasses or something. You got a welder's mask back there, Chief? Huh? Burning your eyes out. It's like getting LASIK when you look at this thing.
It's like an eclipse.
I patch you up for a couple of days. Get you a German Shepherd and a tin cup. There ain't no coming back from this, huh?
He's got welder's eye from your asshole.
What do they call that? Like sparky eye or something?
Well, welder's eye. Yeah. It's like plumber's butt. It's the same thing.
Like plumber's butt, but way worse. So as you know, as the gang knows,
you're getting some checkups.
Getting some fucking tune-ups.
Yeah.
I don't know when this insurance is going to run out or, you know, what's going to happen. So I'm getting mine while they get good.
Like any upstanding citizen, try to fleece a big corporation before they realize what's happening.
This guy owes us $40,000.
Oh, well, he's dead now.
You
can't stick your finger up a dead man's asshole.
Bye-bye. Ha-ha! Gotcha, Doc. Later.
We might have to turn the air on, dude. I'm dying.
Getting pretty hot on these slides, huh? So as everybody knows, you know what I mean? I've been going to get my checkups done. It's been really slow going.
Sure.
You know? It's just a pain in the ass to fucking...
Literally. I mean,
the insurance company, you know, they have outdated information. You know, oh, well, there's a dermatologist here. Then you go there. Oh, he's not taking patients. Whole nightmare.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
It's real fucking bozo shit.
It takes a while. But what I've realized is a lot of people, they call, hey, I need an appointment for whatever. And then the woman on the phone or man on the phone says, okay, the next availability for, you know, for it's going to be 3 months from now. And they're like, oh, no, forget it. You just keep it. Just keep it because it goes by quick.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
You always think I'm going to get somebody with, like, tomorrow. And you're like, that ain't going to fucking happen.
Because it's all just checking the box, getting rid of it.
Yeah.
So today was the urologist. All right. I went to see the urologist. I'm a 45-year-old man. And they recently recommended that if you got the old prostate back there, you want to get it checked out at 45.
Sure.
Used to be 50. Now it's 45.
Yeah.
I think the doctors are just getting younger and they like to party a little bit.
Yeah. You know these new kids.
It's all anal with these kids, with these fucking millennials. That's all it is.
Still a virgin, technically.
Right in the butt. So yeah, I went in. Now,
which I don't think your butt is virgin-esque. I think there's been.
You mean like look-wise?
No,
because it looked.
I mean entry-wise.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We'll get into that. But it's like an old dirt track. It's
the skin's always a little tougher down
that's
there.
That's what's bad. I hate that. That's what I felt. That was my biggest fear for him. I wasn't gonna look pretty back there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's rings. You know what I mean?
I've been to the center of the earth.
And I have, I've been to the Franklin.
I stared the devil in the eyes.
I've been to the crossroads at midnight.
And I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
Go down there to sell your soul, huh? He'd be in Foley's butt at 2. Come heavy. Yeah, it's real sloppy back there. It's bad. It's just the way it went. That's the one thing I wish I had. I wish I had a nice ass. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, let's start on other things. I mean, you wish you had a nice ass. I wish you were 220 pounds. But, hey, you know what I mean? Wish in one hand, shit in the other. See what fills up first.
But, no, yeah.
Nothing on that? That's pretty good.
I was too focused on my anal experience.
Chubbing up over there.
Going through the Rolodex down memory lane. I apologize. I stepped out for a second.
Hey, Doc, can you put a wig on and call yourself Susie?
Keep the mustache, though. All right? Oh, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I've dabbled around back there in my life, and, you know, I've had fingers in there. When I was younger, I remember they gave me one in the ER because, yeah.
Was it in a shed? What's happened? Was hospital handwritten?
And that wasn't fun. This was smooth.
That wasn't fun.
Like,
yeah.
It hurt. Like, you know that? Because here, there's.
All right, yeah.
That's
going to
say
much.
There's pain, and then there's that rubber band burning, searing butthole pain.
Okay.
Which did not happen this time.
Sure.
Smooth as silk.
Yeah, you got a couple more miles on here.
2-car garage back there.
Park a boat in there if you wanted to.
Doc, bring the family. We got plenty of room. But I went in there.
Got a Boston Whaler back there.
Some scuba gear.
Doctored. All right. What are you doing? Come on. Tighten it up.
Anywho.
Kids get a little loopy when we haven't seen each other in a couple of days.
I'm all jacked up on fucking finger butt. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm pumped. I feel sexy.
Well,
you're not.
I hate to break it to you.
So I naively took a shower. I got all freshened up, ready to go. But I don't really wear a lot of underwear these days, and I didn't think about that.
Great, yeah.
I didn't think about that until I was already out the door because I thought. You know, the way they would work it is you go in, you get a consultation, then it's like, okay, come back in a week and, you know, you have to do this, this, and this, you know, fast overnight or something like that. Don't eat anything. Because I got another little tidbit to this without getting too graphic. There's been a lot of traffic lately in my neighborhood down there.
I thought you meant your asshole. I didn't know what you
were No, that's what I mean. Yeah, I mean my butthole.
Oh.
It hasn't been good.
Yeah.
It's been jammed
Tough
up.
Tough run.
Yeah.
Wait, you've been...
The snacks are different now, and I think the snacks are getting to me. If I have, like, a handful of those peanut butter pretzels at night, I feel like the peanut butter weighs me down.
I thought you were supposed to be eating better. You're doing a handful
peanut butter pretzels is a snack. Protein. It's okay. Yeah, it's all right.
We're not going to get into this.
We'll sidestep that.
Sure.
Fine, fair
Jesus
enough.
Christ.
Point being that I'm things are
tight.
Tight. Nothing was doing the last couple of days. So I took some steps to alleviate that.
Now it's
that.
Like shotgun falls after that finger's in there. Clear the blockage. Be ripping and roaring. Got a 10-year-old coming out.
It's like the state trooper showed up and started moving and started directing traffic.
Oh, God.
Took some Metamucil, took a stool softener, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Ate real clean over the last couple of days. But I forgot that it was fucking today. So I was half worried that, because when he went up there, I felt like I got to poop. You know what I mean?
And yeah, it's all the muscles are being fucking.
Dude, when he was about to pull that out, I thought it was going to
be messy.
I thought it was going to be like a Gallagher show.
Nurse practitioner in the front row.
Front row at SeaWorld. But it wasn't. Said it felt fine. Took my blood. Had a pee in a cup. That was it. Young, good-looking dude. I felt real bad for him. I was like, how do we? And it happened so quick. I was like, he was like, all right, so normally what we do is this, that, and the other thing. He said, and I think he was looking for a way out. You know what I mean? Because he was like, we'll do the blood, we'll do the urine. He's like, if you want, we can do the rectal. You know? I maybe was going to lunch or something.
I didn't shower for nothing, Doc. Let's go.
You take me out.
You don't come on the lot unless you're going to buy, as H. Foley would say. So let's go. You can keep your pants on if you bump a minor coming off.
I got my special undies on, Doc. What do you mean? So that was it, man. In and out.
Yeah.
In it, literally.
Sure.
Felt
good.
Yeah,
well, I mean, they're not going to hang around in there.
No. I apologized after it was over. And I figured since, you know, I mean, I've been around the whore game a little bit. You know what I mean? After the deed's done, you know, the real people come out. So I just wanted to make sure. I was like, yo, there wasn't a bunch of shit on your finger, was there? He's like, no, you're good. I was like, okay, I just wanted to check because I would have felt bad.
Yeah, but that's like a you thing, too. You're like, everything's okay, right? Please like me. Don't dislike me. You had a good time, right? Everything's okay. Please tell me what I want to hear. That's Leo. You can just tell Foley what he wants to hear.
Yeah, that's what everybody should start doing.
No.
And things would be a lot easier if everybody just does what I ask. All right?
Just lie to me like I lie to myself,
yeah,
goddammit.
Yeah, no shit. Let's go. What are we doing here? Stop with this. Come on, someone's got to give in.
Fucking going around in circles. Just lie to me, goddammit.
Let's go.
It did take me 10 years to realize just to not even bring you into things. Bring you into decisions.
You still fuck up sometimes.
I do,
and you still don't give it to me right away when you should. Sometimes it takes a little longer. You like to dance a little bit sometimes.
I'm like, hey, dance with the devil in the pale moonlight or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
You like to go a couple rounds of crazy,
buddy. I've never came on this program and said I wasn't nuts. I'm nuts. I like to.
There's not one piece of paper out there that says I ever said that I ain't fucking crazy.
Listen,
I'll tell you is that right now.
Listen, I'm an older guy. I don't fucking, you know, I hung up the gloves, but every now and then I like to spar, you know what I mean? Stay sharp.
Oh, man.
In case I'm in the street and something comes out, I still got to have my hands on me.
The gloves, yeah. No shit.
Yeah, catch these fucking hands. The older you get, keep them tight.
The older you get, though, you're like, yeah, whatever. I don't really give a shit.
Keep it
moving. Put the baseball game on and shut up with you.
Yeah, it really is, man. And it's so funny, too, because, like, my perspective, you were my age now when I met you. I've known you for 10 years.
Wait, hold on. I was your age. Yeah.
Now,
okay.
When
it's
I met
frequency.
You. Frequency. I didn't.
Fucking Looper. No, Looper? Is Looper better? You didn't see Frequency?
No. I don't like those movies.
What movies?
That one.
The dirty ones. I saw a Little Mermaid and almost puked. Ew, we kissed her.
And that priest catches the fucking Woody. I remember that when seeing that when you were 10.
Who?
The priest in Little Mermaid.
See, that's, you know what's funny is I was watching the documentary on Woodstock 99. Yeah. All right. There is a difference between your generation and mine. Okay. And it was. That was very
it's
close.
About 220 pounds.
I don't know how that's necessary. They were giving us milk and shit at lunch. What do you want?
Yeah, we had milk too. I just kept it to one.
I got a huge carton. The calf gallon. Are those trash?
What?
The paper ones. The half gallon and the little cup and the little Johns that we'd get at lunch. The ones that are the containers.
The
that
cartons.
Are, yeah, cartons. Cartons. Carton.
I mean, technology. I mean, you know, liquid containers technology has come a long way since
sure.
the '70s, eighties.
Since the carton,
and not since the carton.
Yeah, fair enough.
What's tough on the carton is if you don't get a good open, and then it's got like you kind
of. Oh, you're fucked.
And it's like, and then
if you ever have to open the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's kind of like. Well, I remember.
I don't drink the milk out of it when the whole thing's open.
What?
That'd be it.
Oh, no, you open the back end? Oh, pop the trunk on the thing? No way. Daddy.
Blow the universe.
No, I'm heading to Wawa to get another half.
That's how black holes get started. Yeah, no, no. Like, fucking starting the multiverse.
No, never pop the trunk on a fucking carton of milk. don't fucking do. If you do, I ain't coming over. I ain't staying for breakfast.
I'd rather you cut it off.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
I remember the technology that dropped for me that as a kid was like, hey, this guy's got a little bit of cash if I was at someone's house, was the container or the carton, but it had the circle spout on it.
Man.
You go over to someone's house, they got the Tropicana.
You got to pull the pin? Or the thing out?
The Nature's Finest or whatever it was called. Oh, I remember being over a couple of sleepovers and fucking, you know, Mrs. Jones pulling that thing out. I was like, let me see some W-2s. What's going on here? What'd you guys net last year?
This broad knows how to run a breakfast table, let me tell you.
That shit was something
should be
else.
Charging for this, Mrs. M. Holy shit. But what I was going to say is that the biggest difference, the music and stuff like that, and watching that documentary. Did you watch that documentary about Woodstock? About how, like, you know, the music got real angry for some reason.
Sure.
But the cartoons, I think, is what the biggest difference, what stretches us out, all right? The like, the things that were hot when you were a kid. And I really missed Lion King, which is big with you guys.
Sure.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, for the girl. I mean, like, well, yeah, that was like a girl's for like my age. That was a girl's movie.
I gotcha. But you know,
we watched it for the boner.
Sure. But you get still what do. I'm saying.
I watch other movies for the boners too. All right,
man. If you're in the cartoon porn, go see somebody.
That henna porn, or hennati porn, or whatever.
Jesus Christ!
Fucking the tentacles. I don't know what's going on.
Somebody give me a real estate agent and a MILF, will you? Huh? Please.
I know, right?
Fucking meat and potatoes guy over here.
You're just doing my fucking porn bit, by the way.
Wait, what?
That's literally my fucking porn bit.
I thought it was the different languages.
I know, but I say...
I don't watch your act. What are you talking about?
I say I'm an old school guy, more meat and potatoes.
Oh,
I'm like, give me a fucking pool boy or whatever.
Oh, that was it then. I'd like to credit Kevin Ryan, one of the writers on the show here.
He's a good kid. Just doing my fucking stand-up bits.
He won the AYG page program. I apologize.
If that's not the most age-fully thing to rip. Yeah.
Purely by accident.
Yeah.
Linear thinking, as they would say.
Or you just heard my bit 50,000 times and did it to me.
Seeped into the concrete in my head. Anyway, I apologize.
No need to apologize, buddy. We're doing a comedy podcast.
So, yeah. That was a point that I was
making.
I don't
know where we left off.
Neither do I.
I started talking about that cartoon porn. I got a little distracted. I got to be honest with you.
I don't know what you were saying before I tried to make the point about Little Mermaid.
I know. Either do I.
It's a couple streets
back. Oh, no. I remember. You're my age now.
Yeah, there we go.
We both don't remember our points on it, but that was the original
professional
sentence.
Professional broadcaster here. I like brought us right back. Huh?
And I now realize the things that I would get frustrated with you about a little bit.
Meaning what?
Just like...
I'm not the same as you when you were my age. I was a needle going the other way.
What do you mean?
You're doing okay now.
I'm doing great now. So are you because of it. No, I'm just saying I think I don't know how to put this. I would watch you do stuff, and my perspective as like a 25-year-old, I'm like, this guy's, I don't even know. But now I just find myself like appreciating little things. I remember being 25.
Putting mayo on shit. That doesn't get it.
No, I don't know. Just like certain things, I'm appreciating the slower.
Buddy.
Easier. But as a 25-year-old, I didn't understand it.
Like, give me an example.
I'm trying to think.
Walking? Because I know what you mean, and I'm
just trying to think of, like, you know, I think now as I get older, I have the appreciation of, like, I'm even, like, last night I got a slice of Sicilian when I got back to the States.
Okay.
And it was just, like, this, like, I don't, just, like, a moment of, like, and I would remember watching you do stuff. I'd be staring at you like a fucking, like, a caged animal. Doing research. I'm, like, fucking... Jane Apatow. Who's the lady? Who's the dumb broad to live with the apes?
Jane Goodall.
Yeah, I'm like Kippy Goodall over here, fucking watching you eat a cupcake.
He was accepted into the tribe. I keep
all I had to do was bum you cigs.
I keep walking.
You kept me around.
I keep walking up and handing you dead mice.
We got to get into that, by the way.
We got an update?
Yeah.
You having something at your apartment? you were away. You come back.
We'll get into it after. Yeah. But that, just like appreciate like this slowing down at times. I go like, oh, yeah, I'll just fucking... Before, and I do have the mentality, I do have that anxiety. That's kind of, you know, what helped us build this. Is like my fucking...
Sure.
My motor fucking never shuts off.
And now this is...
But now I'm going, when I do, like, I can enjoy... I used to eat pizza as like a function.
I get you.
Like,
I got it. Fucking move.
But now I'm like, oh, let's take a fucking minute.
Even if you don't do this, but it's like you set it down, you have it set a little salt and pepper maybe or whatever you do.
Just the process of like, oh, I'm going to take these next 6 minutes. Before, it'd be like I'd shove it down my fucking mouth, one on my asshole, and keep it fucking moving.
Yeah, it's nice.
But I find myself, I go like, oh, that was like a Foleyism. And I think it's just as you get, as now I'm older.
Hey, buddy, you're wearing my shirts. I don't know what to tell
you. That I'm slowing down a little
bit. Kid's a big fan.
That's all.
I 100% what you mean. And now, so you're 35.
Like a fucking
so
animal.
I'm 45. Think about where I'm at.
I'm 34 still. My birthday's this week, by the way.
Ooh.
What are you getting the Kipster?
Oh shit!
You gotta get me something. I'm sending you fucking guap every month. Okay.
How about a nice AYG koozie? Huh? Fun for the family.
I paid for that. I paid for them out of my own fucking money. By the way.
Listen. I'm gonna get you something. 100%. What size are you?
What are we talking?
3.5.
In the bedroom?
I get you a small dildo to build your confidence? What? Come on!
I didn't fully understand it, to be honest.
Fair enough. What I was going to say is, if you're 34, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm 45, think about where I'm at. And I
do. That's the other perspective. I'm like, I'm going to be sleeping all the time.
Well, I got two words for you. Baseball, because it's fantastic. When you want to fucking shut down the studio, slow game. The fucking pitcher, they take their time. The batter takes their time. Everybody, they're focused. They're fucking this, they're that. It's been, me and baseball have hit such a fucking perfect crossroads in our lives that I don't know what to tell you. I got the MLB package, all right? $100 for the year. Watch every fucking game. Phillies are cooking. I didn't do anything while you were gone, just so you know.
Oh.
I watched baseball for a week and a half.
It was a vacation. I also don't want me going away to be viewed as my vacation. That was our vacation.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I was fucking loved it. It's nice.
I'm going on vacation again this week, by the way. That's a real vacation. Again.
More baseball.
Play ball. Doing doubleheaders.
Let's play two.
What is it? What a beautiful day for a ball game. How about two or so?
That's exactly right,
What's
my friend.
From? Who cares? Nah, yeah. Moving on. I was away. I have some stuff from over there. And this is a little
Wait,
bit...
Wait, what do you mean you paid for them out of your own thing? Why didn't you use the card?
There was no money in the card.
What?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, we had to... No, we had to buy a bunch of fucking...
You knock over the mic and run out the door?
Try to catch me, fatty.
It's a 747 waiting outside.
I throw a baseball that way.
Hey.
I mean, I don't want to get into the finances,
of course,
but no, we have a lot of road stuff coming up. We had to buy a fucking bunch of plane tickets. We had to buy a bunch of fucking Airbnb. Like, you know, it's
Well, you go ahead
money.
And take that. You go ahead. Straighten yourself out. You're a good kid.
Thanks.
All right?
Yeah.
Send me a receipt. Send me an invoice.
You're staring at the fucking boxes. What do you mean?
I don't know what's in there. Could be all bananas for
It's all toupees for me.
10-year supply of Propecia.
Which, by the way, I've been getting compliments. So someone goes, Kippy's got a nice head of lettuce, which I fucking love.
It's got a sleeve of romaine up there. Make me a Caesar.
Is
it coming back?
It is.
Think?
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure it
it's
is.
It's coming back.
Yeah, it doesn't come back. It just fills out a little bit. It just fills out.
Well, this is what's weird to me.
Now I'm sweating profusely. And when it gets wet, it is a tough look.
Do the dishes with that.
It's sloppy.
Here's the thing for me. I like it. Okay?
Like what?
I like the Bruce Willis look.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It sounds so weird, like it doesn't bother me.
No, of course not. Yeah, but listen, here's the thing. So I like the Bruce Willis look. Now, when I'm with you, okay, whether it's 5 years ago or now, that's the most Bruce Willis look that you have. All right. But then as you start to lose it a little more, I continue to like the, you know what I mean? So when I look at those old pictures of you, it's like looking at you from like the show you were on in the 90s.
Wait,
Wait,
what pictures?
It's like from pictures.
Like when I started stand-up?
Just from a year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Whenever I see older pictures of you.
Okay.
It's like when you don't, like when, how the way Tony Soprano aged from season one to the last season.
Okay.
But you think he stayed the same, and then you see a side-by-side,
sure. Yeah,
and
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, oh, and you always like the newer one better.
Because you're more accustomed to
it. I'm more accustomed to it. Because it
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, because it's weird. You look at an old picture of you, it's like filled in a little more, and it's like darker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look weird. Yeah. It looks weird to me.
Yeah. No, I know. I see.
You look like a guy on like NYPD Blue that only lasted a couple of seasons or something.
Until they killed me off.
Schmickowitz. Shout out to Dennis Franz. Favorite actor.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I forgot about that.
What?
Fucking kids shooting national ads.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, for what? A company that doesn't make any sense, right? It's something. It's a shell corporation or something.
No.
You're setting you up to be the fall guy. Hey, bring him in here. Have him sign these papers.
I think that would be a chicken sandwich situation.
Yeah, don't say any names or anything. You're
don't say the name of the company?
No.
But, I mean, they'll see it when it comes. They'll know the name of the company.
Yeah, then let that happen.
All right, yeah. It's a pretty big company.
I've never heard of it, so let's go on record. I mean, I'm a pretty smart guy, right? I'm pretty well rounded, pretty cultured.
Hi, I'm H. Foley from David's Automobiles.
Yeah, right.
Crazy Shoot. Crazy Shoot, good time. It was out. Speaking of
Did it? We've been checked out. We haven't been talking.
You're on vacation. We're still working, baby. Someone's got to keep the lights on this joint.
Watching fucking baseball. Also, do I get a cut of this?
Cut that.
Do I get a cut of this?
You got a little tribute coming your way.
You got to pay off. That envelope better not be light at the end of the month.
Listen, I got a promo code for you, okay? I don't know what to tell you. Get on there.
I give you 10% off at Foley's Roofing and Siding.
Yeah, cool shoot. I don't really have much about it, but it was in. It was shot in Saddle River.
Top-notch broadcaster over here, folks.
We shot in Saddle River, New Jersey. Very Sopranos. We were in like a Sopranos mansion type thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's like financial services or something, right?
Financial services. I play the idiot. You know what I mean?
No,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you should have saw the guy that was the spokesman.
Talk about going against the grain.
Woo! Dude that was a spokesman, older, salt and pepper hair, beard, fucking in shape, sharp, and just comes out. Make sure that you don't act like, you know, just does the whole thing. Dude, he did it like 8 times.
Selling reverse mortgages.
Oh, perfect. Every fucking time. It was awesome. And then I play the fat moron doing the thing that you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
Which is gambling your family's financial future away. However, all right,
mm-hmm.
Not people in this room.
Sure.
But some people out there think the kid's pretty talented. All right?
I think you're very talented. We had this conversation 2 weeks ago.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now we're doing our thing.
I didn't know you brought your fishing rod. Fishing fucking compliments over
here. It's been a while.
I got a bald marlin on the line here.
I've been giving bad performances at the apartment all week. I need the positivity.
Yeah.
Director loved it. Clients were there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not really a commercial guy. You know what I mean? The first one that I did, the client wasn't there. The client's there. So there's some fucking production in this.
Sure.
Some coin. There's some ghee in this thing.
Yeah.
Production people are in like another room. They hardly ever come out. Or the developer, the people in development at the company, the clients, as they call them. The people that are like, don't do this, don't do that, because they get to put their 2 cents in, and they have a specific.
I don't know why clients. We get it.
Okay, then do you have
you called them clients,
right.
And then went on a forum.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew here, buddy. I don't know what to tell you. I'm excited. I apologize.
I know, but I'm just saying
I'm changing my story.
You're explaining the word clients to me like I'm I got oatmeal running down my face. It's like it's an Uber pool. I'm in the front seat.
This guy's stealing my bits.
The clients.
Yes.
The people who own the company.
And the production company has a specific producer that just goes back and forth. And like, you know, they'll watch a take and then he'll come out. Oh, can you do it? And then the director, you know, they'll all work together and stuff like that. Director was fucking awesome. Guy's been doing it for a long time. Again, older guy, thin, good looking, fucking wearing like cool, like LA shorts, LA shirt, fucking cool, like surfer hat.
Oh, what are LA shorts to you, by the way?
Those board shorts that they wear out there.
The producer of this thing was wearing board shorts?
The director was.
The director was wearing board.
They were LA guys. It was like 100 degrees.
Board shorts are a bathing suit. This guy wasn't in a bathing suit.
No, he wasn't in a bathing suit. He was in penguin shorts, that penguin. He had a nice pair of penguin shorts on.
Shorts, okay.
I thought they were board shorts.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Picking up on that.
When it comes to that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But he was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
End of the day, he's like, yo, shoot me a text. I'll talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Say, all right, shoot him a text.
He's like, Can you get me Coke? I'm only in town for two nights. I don't know anybody in Saddlebrook. Can you get me an eight ball?
Hey, fat ass, you look like you're partying. Let's screw it around.
Yeah.
No, they said that the client really dug me,
mm-hmm.
and that he pitched to them that they should make it kind of an ongoing thing.
Oh, like Oh, great.
Into like a thing.
I'm definitely wet my beak on that.
So we'll see if that happens. You
That's
know,
great.
A lot of things got to fall into place for that.
That would be
but
fantastic.
It was nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a nice day.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was
Congratulations.
Good. Thank you.
Happy for you.
It was
Keep
fun.
Keep you out of my fucking hair. What's left of it.
Starting a podcast with this guy. Can you get beer koozies?
Yeah.
But that's it. Other than that, little baseball, saw the fam.
Yeah.
That's kind of, where I was at.
That's good.
Started doing overnight oats. Big fan.
You just eat them overnight? Stop sleeping. I just eat oats all night.
Like a gelding.
I'm doing overnight pizzas, guys.
I'm like a gelding out there, grubbing them.
A gelding?
Gelding horse. It was a horse. Horse joke. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I got a little bit on a trip over there.
Yeah.
You know, last I checked in was the AYG. We talked about the pool. Those fucking Germans swimming in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear, where are we at? I'd rather hear about the apartment here and then save the Germany for the next one. Kippy's vacation.
Okay.
You got to have some mileage out of that.
Sure. Okay.
You know?
Yeah, for
so
sure.
Tell me what happened with the mice.
So this was on my mind a lot. So I'm trying to think, because our recording schedule was fucking bonkos for me to get out of town. Because it's like, we do four episodes a week between iTunes and Patreon. So it's like, and then. Do we?
Hey, Kevin, when'd you get here? What am I, a jerk off? I know what we do.
That's idiot financial, folks. No, so I'm saying our recording schedule is, our production schedule is pretty rigorous to begin with. And then if I'm leaving for 10 days, we have to make those up. So it's like we're working double time to take time off.
Sure.
And plus we had the wedding, so then we lost another day of production.
Mm.
So it was very hectic. The mice problem, like I said, it was getting worse. I was seeing them. It was getting worse. I told you, like,
Jesus.
I saw them in the kitchen. We talked about this.
I know we talked about this.
To the point
where I didn't know it was getting worse than when we talked about it?
No, it was to the point where I go, oh, this is a fucking issue. It's not just
because you told me you just saw one run across when you were on the laptop. That was the story I got. So it's worse than you said.
So then maybe I got home. I saw one because my wife was, so it must have been after we recorded.
Damn.
I get home, I see one during the day because the apartment was
probably
empty.
Heard you talking shit.
Yeah, he's like coming back with his boys. I saw another one. I think it was the day before we were leaving the night. Something.
That's a tough look.
I know. Now I'm hemmed up.
Getting on that plane knowing these guys are in your apartment.
We got to leave in the morning. It's now like 8 o'clock or something at night.
Did you put them onions away? Because they'll get into them eventually.
So it's like 8 o'clock at night. Fucking hardware store's closed. I can't. And the broads.
Are we going to build them a treehouse?
No, we're going to get fucking traps. And then. A
couple of big boys.
The lady's like, I think I said she wants to do the humane traps.
Who? Oh. Okay.
Right. So she's like, I want to do the humane trap. And we did talk about this. I'm like, I'll fucking glue trap them and then fucking put them in the toilet or throw them out the window. I don't care.
The humanes, they don't hurt them. They just go in there and
they go in there and then it's just in like a little tube. And then you're in there and then you go and like.
Take it out
of
the woods.
Yeah, leave it where we're in the elevator, whatever.
Out at the farm.
Yeah. So now I'm going, get the glue traps. Let's fucking, because in my head I go, this is a fucking issue. I'm leaving for fucking 10 days.
Rats, you're freaking out. Roaches, you're freaking out. Mice, you fucking take it.
But you're leaving. I'm going, I can come back and they
thing.
Can.
You're leaving for 10 days.
That's what.
Darkness, no movement, fucking whatever's there, they're going to get into it. They got full run of, and let me tell you something, those little fuckers get comfortable real fucking quick.
Yeah.
That's why you got to keep the lights on and bang some pots and pans. Keep on, I'm telling you. Because when it gets quiet, that's when fucking the activity starts.
So.
Like the Viet Cong sneaking around at night. Get you.
So I can't use the lethal trap, and I'm doing this just to appease her. Otherwise, I'd be like, let's fucking, you know, fucking call in the airstrikes. I don't fucking care. Let's fucking napalm this thing.
You got the 101 in there?
I don't know what that is.
101st oh. Airborne.
I was thinking like exterminator or something. So I'm like, let's fucking, so I'm like, all right, but I'm like, well, we can't buy them because it's too late. Like the supermarket doesn't sell them. They just sell the shit that fucking
did you have some
them.
Glueys at the house?
No, but they can get them at the fucking market.
Oh,
so I went to the market and she goes, well, let's see her friend who lives in the building. I think I told you they had them and then got rid of them. And I'm pretty sure they just pushed them into my fucking apartment.
Sounds like it.
So they're like, she has the humane
ones. Are
these
the people with the baby?
Yeah, they do have a baby.
They're not the ones that were yelling at you about the noise.
No.
I was
gonna
say they definitely. That's definitely. That's a whack job, right there.
No. This is.
That's Cold War shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when we fucked up the coffee fields in Cuba with the insects.
Yeah.
That's fucking McNamara.
I don't know
shit.
What we're talking about. I'm sorry. Jesus fucking Christ. What, you watch the History Channel when you weren't watching baseball? What the fuck?
A little bit.
McNamara shit.
During the Cold War.
You dropped it like that was a Dr. Dre album.
During the Cold War, we released some kind of bug in the coffee fields in Cuba to destroy the crop.
Gotcha.
So that's what I'm saying they're doing downstairs.
Man. Long train to nowhere. Next stop, Foleyville.
Oh, haven't been there in a while.
Or you've been there the whole time I've been gone. You just don't know it.
Like Hotel California.
So she gets the traps from her. And I might have covered some of this. I don't know where we were staying. No, because this was the night we were leaving.
You didn't.
This
you
was
didn't.
The night we were leaving.
This is all fresh
I saw
updates.
One.
We're loving this.
I saw one, and I'm like, I got to fucking, we got to act, because it's not just like I saw one last night. I
you
now saw
leave
one today.
That place for 10 days. You come back, you're fucked. You're fucked.
Now I'm going, listen, if they don't have them, I'm glue trapping the whole fucking apartment. I'm literally going to cover the whole fucking floor. I don't
care. We're talking growing, breeding, shit everywhere.
So
you'll come back to a fucking army.
So now I'm worried. So we set the fucking humane traps the first night, right? We're leaving the next day at like noon or 10 or something. I forget.
All
right.
So you'll
I'll be able to check in the morning, but it's like you never catch them the first night. They're crafty.
They know.
They're not fucking bozos. You know what I mean? They made it to the sixth floor somehow.
Yeah.
So
you don't get your own apartment. You don't get your own apartment in Manhattan by being an idiot. You know what I mean? You're doing something right.
I know. That's why you don't
know somebody.
That's why you don't have an apartment in Manhattan. So I'm fucking, I check in the morning, nothing. So now I'm like Johnny on the spot. Now I have that anxiety. Fuck, I got to get it to the airport, blah, blah, blah. You got to make sure the paperwork, traveling international, the vaccine cards, the whole fucking nine, you know? So I'm worried about that. Wake up in the morning, nothing. So I text my wife texts her friend, hey, we're leaving. Can we leave you a key and you can pop in and check to see if we got any, like in the next couple of days, you know, check in like 2 days or whatever. I also got to water the plants and shit like that. Had to hide my underwear. can't have them rooting around.
Put it in the freezer.
So
like there.
Where that morning, that night, I get rid of anything they could fucking eat. I empty out the fridge. I don't know how strong these fucking, I don't know what, I do everything. I'm fucking throwing, I like literally remove all possible food sources.
Okay.
Right? And then like I'm worried too, like, you know, I'm checking in the cabinets and the drawers and stuff where we have like whatever, like spices or flour or something. All still intact. No, you know, kind of like chew through whatever. You see the paper and like droppings, nothing. So I'm like, well, they're not in there. I don't know really what they're eating. I don't know what they're doing. So I'm fucking nervous. So the 2 days. So we get over there. 2 days goes by.
Now, you didn't bend and put down some glueys. You're just.
I didn't.
You
I
did.
So I didn't.
How many humane traps you got?
Four.
Got four.
I put them where I've seen them.
Okay.
Right? I put one in the family room.
Yep. Laws of war. You got an administrative
party.
I put
one in the kitchen, one in the hallway. Two in the kitchen, one in the hallway.
Okay.
All where they've been, all where we've had fucking eyes on them.
Gotcha. You did what you could.
It's a fucking last act of a desperate man to try to retake the, this is the Alamo. I'm going, I get one move here, and then I'm out.
You know, if you stripped a place with glueys, you'd probably come back.
And I wouldn't have to kill them either. They'd
the
be
war
dead.
Would be over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well.
By then.
So, a couple days goes
I'll
by.
I'll tell you what, you come back and one's still alive. That's the one that's going to get you.
Oh, yeah. He's only gotten stronger and more man.
That's the John Wick in a group.
You killed my dog.
He's driving a Mustang around your apartment.
So, we, 2 days, whatever, a couple days goes by in Germany. I go, oh, hey, text your friend, find out. Any update? She's like, nothing. I'm like, nothing.
Didn't respond?
No. Responded. No.
Nobody's there.
No mice.
Okay.
No one home.
They're not falling for this, dude. They're not going in there.
I know. What are we doing?
The glue traps, it's a matter of fucking up. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
All you have to do is we get caught in them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You kept one on your shoe. Those things, you have to, you know, you're tricking the mouse into going in there.
They're just running over it, not realize. They're going, oh, this smells good. And then they're
just. They probably go in there and out of there. They're probably fucking renting that place out.
Airbnb.
They know.
And
they know.
I know, of course. And I knew it wasn't going to work. You got to play tough. These aren't like country bumpkin mice.
Because you got to figure.
This ain't a fucking field mouse.
Everything evolves. Mice have been around for how long?
Think about New York City mice.
Dude. Yeah. Come on. Taking the subway early, fucking being exposed to all this stuff. They're fucking on. They know what's going on.
I know. So that's what I'm going. I know there's no real hope of fucking catching one of these things in the fucking. So, she goes, nothing. A couple days later, nothing. Now I'm like, these things just have the run of the fucking roost.
Did you ask her to check to see if there's any poop or anything anywhere?
Yeah, she said no. The first time I got no sign of anything. And then, you know, whatever. And also, it's too, like, I'm distracted. We're busy. I got fucking shit going on.
Halfway through the week, she goes radio silent.
Yeah, the mice get her. She's been taken.
She can't come to the phone right now.
So, we're fucking, it's nothing. So I'm nervous. I'm proper shook of what I'm going to open the door to. I picture I'm going to open the door to like a fucking frat party. You know what I mean? They're going to be doing keg stands and shit. I'm thinking it's going to be a fucking scene. And dude, so I open that door and it's like, you're nervous. I'm literally genuinely nervous.
Smell
of like,
do
I have to take my fucking house back? And plus now I'm super fucking jet lagged. I got work to do. It's an episode night. I got to get the fucking episode up. And plus, I was going out last night to meet up with some friends, so I'm like, I'm hemmed up time-wise here. If this is an issue, I don't really have a lot to deal with.
Can I say this? That walking back in after being away for a while, especially in the summer, it's like that heat in there.
Stuck heat.
Oh, you got to hit the AC. Takes a good hour to get the energy in there right.
It's still not right. Woo! It's still a little off. Plus, she's not there, so it's like, the vibe isn't the same. Everything's just a little off. It's weird.
It sucks.
Yeah.
In August, too, it's tough. You feel like a little kid.
It's weird. Yeah. I heard a noise earlier today, and I was just like, you didn't hear that, dude. It sounded like someone, or something, and I'm like, nope, that did not
dude,
happen.
I don't even see that in here.
Don't you put that on me.
One of our listeners hit us up about that, too.
Let's stop. I don't know what you're talking about. But
told me a story.
Okay, we'll keep it to
you. You don't want
to
do it?
Keep it to you and him.
Ooh, it's scary.
Stop it. Stop. I'll pull the plug on his whole operation. So I checked the traps right away. Nothing in the traps. I'm like, yeah, of course, this fucking humane bullshit. They ain't gonna catch they're not fucking idiots. So I go, all right. So I search everything, and before I left, I checked the closets to make sure they're not fucking like nesting in there or something. You know what I mean? Like in an old fucking sweater or something, or like a cardboard box. That's what they do. They have babies and shit. So before I left, I fucking the two walk-in closets got all, you know, everything off the ground, check, swept, and no signs, no nothing. So I'm like, they're not living in my fucking house. I don't know where they are. I think they're passing through. So I come back. The only sign of them was four droppings on the stove.
Great.
And I go, I would love to hear your input. My input is like,
that's where the holes are. There's holes in there into the walls.
Sure. Like from the
from the gas line.
Of course.
Shit.
But I'm going, and so there now for 10 days there was no food, no trash, no food, no new smells
coming
in.
There could be some little shit underneath that stove. A little chewed up piece of this.
I'm also going, yeah, of course. I'm also going, I think they might have packed bags and kicked rocks. after a couple of days because there's nothing going on.
Maybe.
There's no new food. Because if there was, there would be more mouse shit, I feel.
I agree.
Four little droppings over 10, 11 days of nobody there, they would have, they'd be shitting everywhere, I feel.
No
so
water.
I don't know. What?
No water.
No water. Been completely fucking dry. No trash. No, not even like a pit. Nothing they can get their fucking dirty little paws on. So I think I might be in the clear. But.
I guess you'll find out, won't you?
We're on the road this week. We're in Rhode Island and Boston. I'm going to glue trap them when I leave.
She ain't around.
Because she ain't around. What she don't know won't hurt her. You know what I mean? While she's on vacation, kid can do what he wants.
Never ask me about my business.
Yes. Hey, listen. When we were fighting together, I fought your way. Now you're gone. It's Kippy rules, and Kippy plays by his own fucking book, okay?
You got a family to protect.
Yeah. I got to take my fucking apartment back. So I'm going to glue trap it, and then this weekend I go to the Dominican Republic for 4 days, 5 days. I'm fucking glue trapping then, too. Hopefully
go.
I come back, and they're all fucking stuck. And one last one, I fucking mush them.
Is this
what
is
you want?
Sparta.
I am Kippy. Yeah.
Holy shit.
So, yeah.
Tense.
It's tense, man. And it's like, then it's in your head. And my, while we were in, you know, we'll do the Jeremy stuff next. But I was talking to my mother-in-law. It's so weird to say, my mother-in-law. In Germany.
You talk to her like that?
What?
Like just natural, nice conversations?
What else would I talk to her about?
She speaks English?
Stupid bitch. yeah, her English is really good. Really
okay.
good. A certain just like vocab that like things, you know, like what the, how would you say?
When's the last time you were there? Wait till next on that.
Yeah. But she was telling, and it freaked me the fuck out, and now I can't fucking, I've been, she's like, we had them in like the 90s or something.
European mice?
Yeah. They all wear a beret.
They're all uncircumcised. I don't like that's how the plague started.
What?
European mice.
No, it wasn't mice. T-Bone was just saying this. It was
rats?
Gerbils or something.
Gerbils.
Or guinea pigs. I don't know what the whatever. Right. Hey, they're all rats to me. Okay?
Hey, whatever you do on the weekend.
she said she was
they're all rats. To me.
I don't care if you give it a name or not and put it in some fucking wood chips. That thing's a rat.
Anything smaller than a golden retriever.
Yeah. If it ain't the size of a beagle, I'm putting a fucking glue trap down, okay?
What about chihuahuas? You a fan of chihuahuas?
Our good buddy has one, and no, I'm not. Kick fucking rocks.
Those
with
things
this.
Are scrappy. They really got to like
it. Buddy, take a Valium and relax. Watch the ball game. These things are fucking on edge.
If they don't like it, they let you know.
Yeah. Little kiwi head. Get the fuck out of here.
They're so cute.
But she was saying, and it's been in my fucking head, she was saying they had them once in, like, the 90s or something. Because the neighbor's house or something did construction, and that, like, riled them up to, you know,
it
displaces them.
So what'd she say about it?
She was laying in bed, and it ran across her fucking face. She was like, I almost moved. She was like, it was like, I got up in the middle of the night and was like, that's it, everybody up. We're fucking, no one sleeps. Yeah. I'm like, yo, fuck that. Dude, imagine... Nah. A mouse. So last night, dude, I was like, that was fucking one eye open. One eye Willy. Sleeping with my eyes. Dude. How the fuck did they get up there?
You sleep in the oven?
I'm in the fridge.
In the bathtub like fucking Will Smith and I am like. I was wondering where the hell you were going with that. Here about you and your mother-in-law having a spritzer?
Not at all. A couple Aperol spritzes.
Is that what they're doing over there?
Oh, dude, they've been doing it.
I know, so when I get over there, I don't think I can jerk off.
Yeah, Aperol spritz. And you start off with that. If you go out to dinner, you do a spritz, and then you switch.
To what?
Wine or beer for the
Founders all day.
You guys got buds? I mean, we'll also talk, well, you know.
I'll start with the Aperol spritz and then bring me a Guinness every 2 minutes. Can.
You do the Aperol spritz. Claire, you can't go wrong.
What's
with
it? Apple flavored liqueur?
No, Aperol. No, I don't.
What's
I don't,
in it?
It's Aperol. Let's look.
Cherries? I like a cherry.
No, orange wedge. Orange slice.
Look at you.
Yeah.
How's the fruit over there? Is it different? Hello?
what? what do you mean is it different? No, it's fucking fruit, you dumb
the
fuck.
The fuck was that?
I was reading what Aperol
it's
is.
Like it put me on hold?
An Aperol Spritz is served as an aperitif in northeast.
An aperitif
in northeast Italy. Prosecco, Aperol, and soda water.
Prosecco. Oh my God, that's nice.
That's so good, dude.
That's classy.
Let me. What kind? What does? What is the flavor though?
I think it is apple.
Could be. Makes sense.
That's what I want to say.
Italian bitters.
Bitters? I thought it was apple bitters. Whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I don't like that shit you told me about the fucking Miller High Life.
Yeah, Miller High Life's going under.
That's fucking bonkos.
Yeah. So we got to do like a send-off for maybe the Patriot. Like
we got a send-off. We got to fight. Yeah. What are you talking about? We got to take it to the fucking street.
It's like...
There's no way they're doing that.
It's no. The 11 brands. It's like Steel Reserve,
who
Aperol
owns this?
Spritz.
Miller?
Who is it? Coors. Something Coors.
Called the Coors Company?
But it's somebody in Coors. It's like InBev and Coors. Or
okay, whatever.
Yeah. To focus on more like high-quality craft beers and stuff.
That's fucking stupid, man. MGD or fucking Miller High Life is a fucking classy beer.
No, it's not.
You serve them ice cold, they are.
Listen, this is...
32.5. fucking ice.
I don't know how you forget this all the time. Just because it is good.
It's good.
It's not classy.
No.
No.
It's not classy.
Yeah. But we can wrap this up.
It's popular, though. How about that?
Yeah, I love...
Their sales have to be good.
Sure.
I bet you they just threw that in there for marketing purposes. That's the one that we're going to save MGD. Or Miller High Life. I keep saying MGD. They don't do that anymore. Miller Genuine Draft?
That stuff was...
If that shit's still out there...
That was liquid gold.
If that shit's still out there and you're getting rid of Miller High Life, I'll lose it.
MGD beer.
Is that still around? Cut that shit. Steel Reserve I get. Yeah, get rid of that fucking crap. That's all fucking bullshit. But High Life? What? What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably not that many more, like, you know, from a business standpoint.
I disagree with that. I think that's a New York.
I didn't even say anything.
You're going to say that more people are drinking nicer beer. I think across the country, they're not fucking getting cases of fucking... you know, fucking highbrow micro brews. They're getting fucking high.
A micro brew's different than a fucking a Lagunitas or a fucking... That's not a micro brew.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Sure. Or like, hey, give me something. And they're also looking for like, hey, in 10 years, if sales are dropping every year of this for the past 5 years, in 10 years, it's going to be... We're already... You got to get ahead
of
it.
It's all this fucking White Claw.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's another thing. They want to shift to seltzers. You should try the Seltzies.
I have had the Seltzies. Seltzies are good.
They're great.
Hey, I like getting fucked up as much as the next
Seltzers,
guy.
Dude, you do like, but like, I last summer
them
I was doing
them in the hot sun. They're standing. Plus, that's malt liquor somehow.
Oh, it's bad. No, it's all malt. It's bad malt liquor.
That's not
liquor.
Good. That's, you're just giving her. So you say you want to focus on higher brow stuff, but not really. You really want to focus on cheaper shit to fucking force down people's throats. Malt liquor.
Are you upset at me? Do you think I'm on the... Did I making this decision?
I don't know what you were doing over there. You could have cut this fucking deal in some boardroom and hot some frow.
Sure.
For all I know.
Sure. But yeah, let's wrap it up.
Gang, we love you. We appreciate your patience.
Also, we never even mentioned Toby's not here.
Toby's not here.
So let's hope this is recording.
Yeah, let's hope this is recording. T-Bone's on a flight coming back from...
T-Bone's flight got delayed.
North Carolina.
We needed a record, so yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. We love you. See you next week.
Peace.
Peace.